From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The abortion issue was again raised as confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor continued on Capitol Hill today. Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma pressed the judge for her views on abortion. However, Sotomayor refused to comment, saying she can't look at the issue in the abstract. The president's pick to replace outgoing Justice David Souter also again acknowledged her much-discussed wise Latina remark in relation to the ability to reach decisions. She says it was taken in the wrong way by some. Sotomayor says the comment that a wise Latina woman might issue a better ruling than a white man without the same life experiences was aimed at encouraging young people. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, still nursing a broken elbow, gave a wide-ranging foreign policy speech today. On Iran, for instance, she said she was appalled by the way the government cracked down on protests, but said the Obama administration still wants to talk with Tehran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Secretary Clinton called Iran's actions in the wake of elections deplorable and unacceptable, and said she and President Obama have no illusions about their hopes to engage Iran diplomatically.
But we also understand the importance of offering to engage Iran and giving its leaders a clear choice, whether to join the international community as a responsible member or to continue down a path to further isolation.
She made clear that this offer won't be on the table indefinitely. Clinton told the Council on Foreign Relations that while Iran has the right to civil nuclear power, in her words, it does not have the right to a nuclear military capacity. She added the Obama administration is determined to prevent that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Senate committee has cast the first key vote aimed at moving President Obama's plan to overhaul the nation's health care system forward. The 13-10 vote, mostly along party lines, would expand health insurance coverage to nearly all Americans, advancing a $600 billion initiative. Strong earnings report from computer chipmaker Intel sent stock prices up sharply today. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was a day filled with good news for an economy that sorely needs it. A report said credit card companies saw fewer delinquencies than expected in June, and stocks like American Express finished sharply higher. The Federal Reserve issued minutes from its last meeting, and officials were quoted as saying there's evidence the recession is abating. Another report suggested that industrial production continues to fall, but at a much slower rate than a few months ago. But the big news was Tuesday's report from Intel, which said its sales were better than expected last quarter because of a sharp increase in computer sales. That came on top of a strong profits report from Goldman Sachs earlier this week. All that has helped push the Standard & Poor's 500 index up by 6.1% so far this week. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 256 points today, closing at 86.16, a gain of more than 3%. This is NPR. In what is being billed a nationwide crackdown, prosecutors said today they have filed 189 legal actions against lone individuals and companies, alleged to have bilked desperate homeowners out of millions of dollars. The lawsuits, along with cease and desist orders announced by the Federal Trade Commission, target so-called loan modification firms that claim to help desperate homeowners behind on their mortgage payments. Lawsuits are part of a nationwide sweep involving alleged sham consultants conducted in 23 states seeking millions of dollars in restitution for victims. British cyclist Mark Cavendish with Team Columbia HTC won today's 11th stage of the Tour de France. U.S. competitor Lance Armstrong remains in third place overall. Elder Beardsley has more from Paris.
Bursting from the peloton in the final minutes of the stage, 24-year-old Mark Cavendish outsprinted American rider Tyler Farrar to win by about half a bike length. The flat 119-mile stage from Vatton to Saint-Fargeau took riders through sunflower fields and medieval villages. Seven-time champion Lance Armstrong finished safely in the main pack and remains in third place, with his Astana teammate Alberto Contador narrowly ahead of him in second place overall. Two early crashes saw several riders fall. Cavendish's teammates are given much credit for his win. In the final moments, they rode in a pack to escort Cavendish to the front of the peloton, setting him up to make his final breakaway. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
According to real estate tracking firm, home prices in Southern California may be showing some signs of turning around. MDA DataQuick, a San Diego-based real estate tracking firm, says its latest survey finds house prices in Southern California surged 6.4% last month. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.